from the illusion that Satan and his followers will one day reign in hell. God created hell as a place of punishment for Satan and his angels. Satan is aware of his ultimate destiny. Jesus Christ declared that hell, the eternal fire, has been prepared for the devil and his angels. God's word states that Satan knows that he has only a short time, so that he deceives the whole world, desiring to bring as many people down with him as possible. Satanist Anton LaVey also wrote about the lie of being able to hang out with your friends in hell in the Satanic Bible. He wrote, "If everyone goes to hell, then you will meet all your friends there. Open wide the gates of hell to greet me as your brother and friend." Ozzy Osbourne, as another puppet of the father of lies, deceptively presents hell to his fans as a fun place. Contrary to the father of lies, though, God's word describes hell as a place where God pours out his wrath upon the wicked. God's word declares, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil." God's word speaks of a certain terrifying expectation of judgment and the raging fire which consumes the enemies of God. Severe punishment, for we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Will hell be a good time? Contrary to the father of lies, hell will not be a place of friendship and rock music, but of misery and darkness and isolation. The only thing you will hear from others are their cries of torment. Jesus Christ warned, "The subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Bible speaks of the wicked for whom the black darkness has been reserved. Some rock musicians have tried to get their fans to believe that there are no consequences to their sin, encouraging them, like John Lennon, to imagine there is no hell below us. Volcanoes serve as a foreboding warning that the center of the earth is actually hotter than the sun. Contrary to Sting's video, God's word declares that there is no rest for the wicked in hell. The book of Revelation states, "And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night." Jesus said of the day of judgment, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.' Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." God's word says that he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. God's word also describes hell as a lake of fire. God's word says in the book of Revelation, "But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, and the devil was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." The book of Revelation goes on to declare, "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." If you refuse to turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life, you too will go to the lake of fire forever.
sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him. Like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. What you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Jesus described hell as an unquenchable fire, Matthew 3:12, a place of eternal fire, Matthew 25:41, eternal punishment, Matthew 25:46, and as a place of torment, fire, and agony, Luke 16:23, 24. Jesus taught specifically about hell many times in his ministry. Matthew 5:22, 29:30, 10:28, 18:9, 23:15, 33. Mark 9:43, 47. Luke 12:6, 16:23.
On today's program, we focus on the supernatural world of the afterlife. Many people have clinically experienced death, seen the afterlife, then returned to tell their story.
I actually saw souls screaming, crying, with no flesh,